But in any case, to change the subject a little bit, I had some reading I thought I might throw in here. As usual, I peruse the paper on Sunday. Peruse maybe sometimes 8 papers, 4 days of papers, and find all kinds of interesting articles. This one kind of disturbing. I want all the ladies to heed the gentlemanliness of American men, of Western men, to understand that I heard the tale that in Australia, Australian men are way jerks because the women outnumber the men, and the men can pick and choose and be assholes. So I've always heard that Australian women really like American men because they're gentlemen and they treat a lady like a lady. But just on the other side of that coin and on the other side of the world, in South Africa, this is from Saturday, November 27th, Daily News in the Nation section, 37% of men say they've committed rape. A new survey says more than one in three South African men admit to having committed rape. A 2010 study led by the government-funded Medical Research Foundation says that in Gauteng Province, home to South Africa's most populous city of Johannesburg, more than 37% of men said they had raped a woman. Nearly 7% of the 487 men surveyed said they had participated in a gang rape. More than 51% of the 511 women interviewed said they'd experienced violence from men. More than 51% of the 511 women interviewed said they'd experienced violence from men, and 78% of men said they'd committed violence against women. A quarter of the women interviewed said they'd been raped, but the study says only one in 25 rapes are reported to police. A survey by the same organization in 2008 found that 28% of men in Eastern Cape and KwaZulu-Natal provinces said they had raped a woman or a girl. Of the men who had committed rape, one third did not feel guilty, said Rachel Jukes, a lead researcher on both studies. I don't know if I have any comment on that whatsoever, other than what I said before. Something to think about. Different cultures. Willie Nelson was arrested on suspicion of pot possession after 6 ounces were reportedly found aboard his tour bus Friday. Now, this is from Texas, okay, where things are different in Texas, I guess, than they are in other states. Willie Nelson arrested in pot possession case. A U.S. Border Patrol spokesman says country singer Willie Nelson was arrested on suspicion of marijuana possession after 6 ounces was found aboard his tour bus in Texas. Patrol spokesman Bill Brooks says the bus pulled into the Sierra Blanca, Texas checkpoint about 9 a.m. Friday. Brooks says an officer smelled pot when a door was opened and a search turned up marijuana. Brooks says the Hudspeth County Sheriff was contacted and Nelson was among 3 people arrested. Sheriff Arvin West didn't immediately return a phone message left at his home Friday. At his home, how intrusive. But he told the El Paso Times that Nelson claimed the marijuana was his. The singer was held briefly on a $2,500 bond before being released. Nelson spokeswoman Elaine Schock declined to comment when contacted email by the Associated Press. So that's a big inquiry to Elaine Schock declined to comment when contacted. Nelson spokeswoman. Well, what else are you going to say, huh? What else are you going to say? It is what it is. He was in Texas, you know. Willie, come on, man. Let's see what, you know, how they treat him. He's going to pay a big fine. He's going to, you know, say what he's going to say. And he's going to get to say what he's going to say. I mean, if anybody else, this happened to them, it wouldn't make the paper. It wouldn't make the national news, you know. Vista, six arrested at massage parlors. San Diego County Sheriff's officials have arrested six people on prostitution-related charges at a massage parlor in Vista. Well, it's not open anymore, I suppose. Sergeant Joe Mata said Friday that the owner of Asia ACU Pressure, 47-year-old Suha Q, was cited for allowing unlicensed masseuses, unlawful advertisement, and having locks and peepholes on massage room doors. Five masseuses were cited for not having a masseuse license. Two of them were also cited for not covering a client and illegal touching. Authorities conducted an undercover raid on Tuesday after some masseuses complained of prostitution activities and others reported seeing numerous men visiting the businesses at night. In June 2009, 26 Chinese nationals were arrested after similar investigations at nine massage parlors in the area, the Associated Press. Well, gee, that's funny. Kind of bookended two interesting articles about the objectification of women. I don't know. Don't know what to say about that. I had another one here. Just one more, just to keep you interested here. Now, the subtitle for this news headline here should be, big drug cartel believed to be behind sophisticated tunnels. Well, duh, drugs. More than 40 tons of marijuana found in police raid. Now, this is from Sunday. Today's paper, Sunday, November 28th. Finally got to Sunday. By Elliot Spagat, the Associated Press. San Diego investigators in suspect a major drug cartel was the driving force behind two long, sophisticated tunnels connecting Mexico with the U.S. that were discovered this month, along with more than 40 tons of marijuana. Authorities said an underground passage located Thursday was similar to one found earlier, both running around 2,000 feet from Mexico to San Diego and equipped with lighting, ventilation, and rail system for drugs to be carried on a small cart. The tunnels are believed to be the work of Mexico's Sinaloa cartel headed by that country's most wanted drug lord, Joaquin El Chapo Guzman, said Mike Unzueta, head of investigations at U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement in San Diego. We think ultimately they are controlled by the same overall cartel, but that the tunnels were being managed and run independently by different cells operating within the same organization, Unzueta said Friday. The tunnel found Thursday is more than 7 football fields in length and extends from the kitchen of a home in Tijuana to two warehouses in San Diego's Otay Mesa Industrial District. Three men were arrested in the United States, and the Mexican military raided a ranch in Mexico and made 5 arrests in connection with the tunnel. U.S. authorities have discovered more than 125 clandestine tunnels along the Mexican border since the early 1990s, though many were crude and incomplete. The passage found Thursday is one of the most sophisticated to date, with an entry shaft in Mexico lined with cinder blocks and the rail system, Unzueta said. U.S. authorities do not know how long the latest tunnel was operating. Unzueta said investigators began to look into it in June on a tip that emerged from a large bust of marijuana, cocaine, and methamphetamine by the San Bernardino County Sheriff's Department. U.S. authorities followed a trailer from one of the warehouses to a border patrol checkpoint in Temecula, where they seized 27,600 pounds of marijuana. Shit. The driver, whose name was not released, was arrested along with two others who went to a residence in suburban El Cajon that had $13,500 cash inside. checkpoint in Temecula with 27,000. I think that was one diesel truckload. That was a tractor trailer. Must have been. That trailer was literally filled top to bottom, front to back. There wasn't room for anything else in that tractor trailer but air. 3 tons of marijuana were found in a subterranean room and elsewhere in the tunnel on the U.S. side. Authorities said Mexican officials seized 4 tons of pot at a ranch in northern Mexico, bringing the total haul to more than 20 tons. The discovery of the cross-border tunnel earlier this month marked one of the largest marijuana seizures in the United States. Guinness Book. Well, interesting to note. Well, I'm glad I wasn't involved in those kinds of operations. That's too bad here. Let's change the subject and switch to booze, okay? Here, let's do this one. Last night I had a run-in with an old friend of mine. Everything was cool, everyone was feeling fine, yeah! Then he up and hit me with the old dance floor. Lawsuits pending won't be the same no more, no! I'm gonna sue Jack Daniels for hitting me with the trunk of a big old live oak tree. He heard me this morning with the bright sunlight. I'm gonna sue Jack Daniels for what he did to my face last night. Here I go!
My heart pumps blood and alcohol through hardened arms. guess I let my health go since you quit being mine. But there was nothing to replace you except liquor, beer, and wine. Liquor, beer, and wine is a flashing sign I see. Every single morning I get up, it's a buzzing down at me. I look up to the heavens for a ray of hope to shine, and there it is in neon, liquor, beer, and wine.
Baby, too.
So before we go on here, let me just back announce a little bit, just because that was the Whiskey Blues by Robert Johnson, preceded by one of my favorite songs, Liquor, Beer, and Wine, by Reverend Horton Heat. And the reason why I didn't have another song picked out is because I was talking to my buddy who said that song should be the national anthem for Louisiana. Not Liquor, Beer, and Wine. Sue Jack Daniels, the one before that. I'm going to sue Jack Daniels for hitting me with the trunk of a great big live oak tree. I'm going to sue Jack Daniels for what he did to my face last night. But you know what? It is the drinker that elects to drink that much drink, you know? So I'm rolling down the files here, and I came upon 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 different versions of Sympathy for the Devil. Now, that's interesting, isn't it? Well, I don't know. What do we have here? Brian Ferry and Roxy Music, Dave Matthews, David Byrne, Guns N' Roses, Jane's Addiction, Laibach, Mick Jagger and Jeff Beck, Natalie Merchant, Ozzy Osbourne, Pearl Jam, Rolling Stones, Rio de Janeiro, Brazil, 1802-2006, February 18th, Rolling Stones, Sympathy for the Devil, and Witchery, Symphony for the Devil. I don't know how that got in there. Well, which one sounds interesting? Shall we taste a few? Let's try Laibach.
We'll be right back.
music mode here, but... Let's try Natalie Merchant. Oh, it's live. Okay. Say, huh?
Straight for the God's name, that's who killed the Kennedys.
Okay, now we're getting into the guitar part here. Okay, this is could never do Keith justice. Guitarists out there.
Lucifer, because I believe in slippery street.
So if you need me, have some sympathy, have some courtesy, and some taste. Use all your well-learned qualities.
Now we're going to try, okay, from David Byrne we go to Brian Ferry, okay? And Roxy Music.
Yeah. kings and queens fought for 10 decades for the gods they made. I shouted out, "Who killed the king of these?" And after all, it was you and me. Let me please introduce myself.
They all say, isn't it? All right, okay, so much for Brian Ferry. All right, let's go on to Pearl Jam. This was only 2 minutes.
This is the water pouring song.
Shot that threw in there, but that was some great guitar, wasn't it? Okay, now this is Ozzy Osbourne. Okay, now he takes a different engineering stance, I think, to put stuff together, you know?
I thought it was a time for change.
Hey, now that was Ozzy Osbourne. I like that one the best. I really did. And I left a few out. Is that supposed to be demons? This is from the Prince of Darkness boxed set. Okay, now just so we get back to reality here, this is the Rio de Janeiro live at the actual Rolling Stones actually doing their own song, okay?
Change.
Well, that was the real deal there. Okay, wait. Now, before we go on here, let me just recap. That was, of course, Sympathy for the Devil. Okay, and to run through who we did, let's see. Started out with Liebach, then went on to Natalie Merchant, and went on to Jane's Addiction, and David Byrne, and Brian Ferry and Roxy Music, and then Pearl Jam, and then Ozzy Osbourne, Prince of Darkness box set, doing Sympathy for the Devil, one of the best versions. And my friend called me and said that that was actually Jerry Cantrell of Alice in Chains doing the guitar on that particular cut. And ended that up with the Rolling Stones in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil, February 18th, 2006, for a live show of their own song, their own version of their own song.